The Ralph Slater Show. Hypnotism can be fun. Mutual presents the amazing young American hypnotist, Ralph Slater, in a new program of thrills and fun, where all the participants are actually hypnotized. You'll hear comedy, drama, and music by people from the everyday walks of life. Here on the stage of the Mutual Playhouse in New York City is a group of men and women who have volunteered from the audience to take part in the next half hour of fun and entertainment. Observing tonight's performance, we have our guest of honor, Dr. Leo Michel, well-known New York physician, who will report his first-hand impression of this amazing demonstration. And now, the man who proves hypnotism can be fun, the world's fastest hypnotist, the amazing Ralph Slater.
Thank you, Tom Knight, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our inhibition-free jamboree. You know, there are so many people who would like to get up and sing and dance or tell a really funny story, but somehow they just freeze up in public and become a little wallflower. Well, we're going to fix that right now. Watch what happens when hypnotism throws these inhibitions for a loss. And here we go, having fun with hypnotism.
Right you are, Ralph Slater. And on with the show. Here's our first guest, motor machinist mate second class, Bright Cooper.
How do you do, Mr. Cooper? Of course, you are, as I see, in the United States Navy.
Coast Guard, sir.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry you had your own. All right, if you feel like it. That's wonderful, and I... Then I should call you Seaman Cooper. Is that correct, sir?
Or Petty Officer Cooper.
Petty Officer Cooper. Well, what do you know about that? Tell me, Petty Officer Cooper, how long have you been in the Navy?
3 years, sir.
3 years? I see by your medals that you've been overseas.
Yes, sir.
I suppose, and by the way, where are you from? Where's your home?
South Carolina. Georgetown, South Carolina.
South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Looks like they're well represented here tonight. Tell me, I suppose like all sailors, you have a girl in every port.
No, sir, I don't.
You don't?
No, sir.
Well, you're different from most of the sailors. You know, I've heard so many stories about sailors being great lovers. Do you have a girl?
No, sir, I don't.
What? I like the way you say that, sailor. You sound very pleased with it. But tell me, did you ever... I know this is a foolish question to ask a sailor, but did you ever propose to a girl?
No, sir, I didn't.
Well, anchors away, sailor. I think you need a little practice in romance. And just to get you in a romantic groove, may I introduce you to Miss Elaine Ross, a glamorous con of a girl and a lovely Broadway actress. Miss Ross.
Gentlemen, Ralph Slater is really making things easy for Petty Officer Cooper. Elaine Ross, the Conover girl, is pretty enough to make any sailor head for home port, and I see a sailor in the front row shaking his head over.
Miss Elaine Ross, may I present Petty Officer Cooper?
Well, hello, sir.
How do you do, Miss Ross?
I wonder if you'd be kind enough, Petty Officer Cooper, to give us a little sample of your... Let's see you pitch a little woo with Miss Ross. Go ahead. Try getting a date.
Well, I'm not very good at this, but...
You're all right. Go ahead. That's good.
Mr. Ross, would you like to go out with me tonight? Probably to dance?
Well, say, we hardly know each other.
Tell her you're in rapture, Billy. Go ahead.
But after all, I think you're a very nice girl.
Well, on such short notice, you can tell.
Sure.
You know, Cooper... You've got eyes, haven't you, Cooper?
Sure have.
Well, you know, that's no way to win a fair lady. I never thought I'd have to go to work on a man in navy blue because he didn't know what to say to a girl. But let's see what we can do. First, I'm going to hypnotize you. Cooper, lift up your hands. Lock your fingers together tightly. Tightly? Look into my eyes. Speak. Now, when I say my name 3 times, it'll be fast to speak. When I snap my fingers, say my name 3 times, it'll be fast to speak. 1, my name is Ralph Slater. 2, my name is Ralph Slater. You're sound asleep now. Fast asleep. You cannot take your hands apart. Try. Now, when I snap my fingers, take your hands apart and fall into deep sleep. Then you can take your hands apart. You're sleeping with everything I tell you to do. Sound asleep. Dr. Michel, would you step forward, please, quickly? You're fast asleep now in a deep hypnotic sleep. You cannot wake up until I tell you to wake up. Dr. Michel, I wonder if you'd be kind enough to examine the sailor and tell the ladies and gentlemen of the radio and studio audience that this man is in a state of hypnosis.
We see Dr. Michel.
Hold yourself.
Wrist? Says yes.
You just please again, put it down.
Yes, here, Charlie.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much. And now you can hear me. You're stuck to the floor. You cannot move. Try. You cannot move. Deeply. Now you're in paradise. You're a handsome ladies' man, the wolf of the fleet. You propose to a girl in every port. A moment ago, there was a model standing here, but your romancing lacked finesse. Now things are different. Here is another girl, even more beautiful. And you're going to beg her to be yours like an inspired poet. Please bring on Matilda Brown.
Matilda Brown comes in, and though the sailor is unable to see Matilda at the moment, Matilda is an upside-down broom, and on the broom is a, looks like a pillow slip, and the face of a lady is painted there, like on Halloween. All right, and we see holding in his arms, the sailor has Matilda in his arms. All right, Dr. Slater?
Well, that was pretty good. Sailor?
Oh, Matilda, you're wonderful.
Speak to her now, speak to her. Isn't she a beautiful girl? Tell her how wonderful she is.
You're gorgeous, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sailor thinks he has a glamorous girl in his arms.
Sailor,
actually, it's just
good.
An old room.
That was pretty good, but be a little more lavish. Tell the lovely girl, tell Matilda you'll take her out tonight, that you'll dance till dawn at the famous Latin Quarter Club with her. Go ahead, tell her.
Matilda, baby, would you like to go to Latin Quarter with me?
He's making love to that old room. Yes, he's kissing. He kissed the broom. Matilda Brown.
I think that's very touching, but I'd better break up this romance. Mr. Cooper might get splinters. Let Matilda go now. Let Matilda go. She has to leave now. She has to leave. And now when I snap my fingers twice, you'll be wide awake. Wide awake. Feeling wonderful, very rested and very refreshed. Wide awake. Wake up. Wake up. How do you do, Mr. Cooper?
Fine.
Do you know Miss Ross?
The sailor turns around. Listen, Miss Ross thinks she's the young lady he just kissed. It was a broom.
Do you know, Mr. Cooper, that just a few moments ago, you were making love to a broom?
Are you crazy?
Well, maybe I am, but do you know that you just passed up this very beautiful girl, this Miss Elaine Ross, the model, to make love to a broom?
You think I'm crazy?
Well, I don't want to say this, Cooper, but I suppose I should very quickly. Do you know that you kissed that broom?
Mr. Cooper has nothing to say.
I believe you're really crazy.
Well, I think you should make up with our beautiful kind of a girl, Elaine Ross, and ask her out tonight. Go ahead and ask her out. Tell her you want to take her to the Latin Quarter.
Miss Elaine, would you like to go out to the Latin Quarter tonight?
Why, Sailor, I would just love to. Let's go.
Sailor's a lucky young man. And he takes her off stage.
Well, Cooper, you've been a very good sport. And here is your reward. The Mutual Broadcasting System has made a reservation for you and Miss Elaine Ross, the con of a girl, not the broom, at the Latin Quarter. Have a good time, but please don't try sweeping up the floor with her.
And there you heard it, ladies and gentlemen, the amazing science of hypnotism. Ralph Slater was able to make a Sailor Cooper make love to a broom, and it wasn't a pretty broom. When you can do that to one of Uncle Sam's sailors, even a shy one like Miss Cooper, hypnotism is fun. Now, Ralph, how about this week's post-hypnotic suggestion, the favorite of so many of our listeners?
Right, Tom, and I don't think our listeners will be disappointed. You know, post-hypnosis means a suggestion is given to a subject under hypnosis, which he will carry out even after he wakes up. The idea for this week's funny suggestion comes from Lieutenant David Seavers of Fort Devon, Massachusetts. A $25 war bond is on the way to Lieutenant Seavers for his idea.
Well, here's our next guest, Ralph Slater, all set for that post-hypnotic suggestion. Meet Private Philip Hendel.
How do you do, Private? Henkel was the name?
Hendel.
Hendel, I beg your pardon.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
All right, sir.
I see that you're in the United States Army.
That's right, sir.
And I see, furthermore, that you have some medals on your chest. I believe they're overseas.
That's right, sir.
How long have you been overseas?
Almost 2 years.
2 years. Oh, well, that's really nice. 2 years. Tell me something, Private Hendel. Before you went into the United States Army, what was your occupation?
I was in business.
What kind of business?
I had a grocery store.
Well, that's nice. And did you sell any particular item? Where was your grocery store, sir?
Brooklyn.
That's the place that a tree grows and no old coward never goes to, I understand. But really, did you have any particular item that you sold quite a bit of?
Pickled herring.
I see what you mean. I suppose you followed that with a lot of bicarbonate of soda. And now, tell me something about the army, soldier. Do you, how do you feel about getting up at the crack of dawn?
You find any soldier that likes to get up at the crack of dawn?
Truthfully, no, I haven't. And, how do you feel about that fellow that blows the bugle in the morning?
I feel like I'd like to have him blow his brains out someday.
Well, I gather from your conversation, soldier, that you don't like the bugler.
Certainly don't.
You don't. Well, I've seen hypnotism do some wonderful things for soldiers with much worse problems than getting up in the morning. But just for fun, let's see if we can make you like the bugler. I'm going to hypnotize you.
And now, Ralph Slater, the world's bestest hypnotist, is putting him into a deep and wonderful sleep. His hands are amazing. He uses them like an inspired conductor. He whispers soothing but firm suggestions. Watching him working swiftly, stroking his head. And there, it's done. The hypnotism is complete. Ralph Slater?
Sound asleep. You're fast asleep and you cannot wake up until I tell you to wake up. You will hear no sounds, no noises. Your fingers are locked together tight and you cannot take your hands apart. Try. Then sleep. Sleep. Now, in a few moments, you will open your eyes and stay asleep in a hypnotic state. In a little while, you will find you love jumping out of bed in the frosty morning. But first we'll have to get you a little something that you can wear in bed. Just so you won't catch cold. Something that you can wear in bed. If you'll step off stage in just a moment, we'll fix you up. And when I snap my fingers, you'll open your eyes and stay asleep in a hypnotic state. But you will see everything. You can't put something like anything else. Open your eyes.
Okay. Now, Private Hendel, seemingly completely awake, leaves the stage. Philip Hendel going off the stage now.
And now, I think we'll need a bed for our soldier. Would you mind bringing the bed up, please? A nice, comfortable bed.
A comfortable bed? It's a board with an old pair of springs on it. Oh, my. A board with a pair of springs, and on top of it, nothing but a blanket. A beautiful bed.
And if you think that bed is bad, Tom, you should see some of the beds of the hotels in New York.
Now, Ralph, while the soldier's getting ready for bed. Getting ready for bed, Ralph, here is Mr. Ed Smith.
Mr. Ed Smith?
Coming right up.
How do you do, Mr. Smith?
How are you, sir?
Tell me, where are you from, Mr. Smith?
Goldsboro, North Carolina.
And how long have you been in New York, Mr. Smith?
About a week now.
About a week? How long do you intend to stay?
I'm leaving Friday.
What is your occupation, Mr. Smith?
I'm an agent with the Pilot Life Insurance Company.
Well, as long as you got that plug in, you might as well repeat the name. What was their name?
Pilot Life Insurance Company.
And where is that?
Goldsboro, North Carolina.
I just love the way you say that. Tell me, do you have any particular a hobby?
Well, I have singing as a hobby.
You sing as a hobby?
Yes.
I wonder if you you know, Ed, we're very happy to bring to this program all amateurs who want to see what happens to their untrained talents under hypnotism. But before we put you to sleep, let's hear your normal voice. Now, what song do you know?
Stout-hearted Men.
Stout-hearted Men, what key?
I believe it's F.
And F?
Yeah.
Just one, please.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the rights they have won. Start me with men who are stout-hearted men and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Oh, hold up to shoulder and roller and roller. They fight as they go to the fall.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Ed? You know, Ed, that was very nice. You don't mind my calling you 80, do you?
No. Mr. Slater, you know, you sound like you and struggling yourself.
Well, I tell you, Ed, as a matter of fact, I just drank from a Dixie cup.
Oh, my.
But seriously, you know, Ed, that really was very nice. That singing was beautiful, but is there any other type of singing that you like?
Well, I've always wanted to sing like Frankie.
Frankie who?
Frankie Sinatra.
Well, you know, Ed, That field is pretty crowded already. We have a Frank Sinatra in New York.
I know, but I'm a little different. I'm a Southern Frank Sinatra.
Lots of syrup. Well, let's see what happens. In other words, you'd like to do a Southern Frank Sinatra. I'm going to hypnotize you all. And we'll see what happens, old boy. And I'll see. Just up your fingers quickly. Use my eyes.
And Ralph's soft voice leads the subject into the exciting world of the subconscious. Now let's see if hypnotism can come up with a Southern swoon with syrup. Now Slater's working on it. Mr. Slater?
Now look at it. And a perfect face. You cannot say your name. Try. You cannot say. Come on. Keep it. Now when I snap my fingers. Can you bring some people over here? Some of these ladies and gentlemen quickly to the microphone. You will hear nothing my face like touching tangent.
Slater's bringing several others up to the microphone now.
Now, all you ladies here, all of you, look at me. When I clap my hands, you'll be fast asleep. When I clap my fingers, you'll be fast asleep. All of you. Sleep. Stand up, perfect space. Asleep. You're fast asleep, and you cannot wake up until I tell you to wake up. Now, in just a moment, you will hear Frank Sinatra sing. You will be Bobby Sox. All of you. All of you will be Bobby Sox. You're fast asleep in a deep and not asleep. And when you hear Frankie sing, you'll root for Frankie. But you will root Southern style.
These young ladies look like Bobby Suckers.
You will root with a Southern drawl. And now when I snap my fingers, you can hear me now. Ed Smith, when I snap my fingers, you'll be Frankie Sinatra. Answer me quickly, Sessie. What song do you know?
All or nothing at all.
And what key?
In the key of C.
The key of C? All up. When I say ready, when I snap my fingers, you'll be Frank Sinatra. A Southern Frank Sinatra with lots of syrup. And you will all be Bobby Sox. But you will soon withdraw. All right? Ready.
Oh, London at all.
Snap my fingers, you will be wide awake. Wide awake. You, Frank Sinatra, will be completely on the stuff, wide awake, and all of you standing by here. All the jitterbugs, all the Bobby Soxies. As soon as I snap my fingers, be wide awake, feeling wonderful, very rested and very refreshed. All right? Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
And the members of the Bobby Sox Brigade that swooned over their Southern crooner are now back in their seats.
Well, Eddie, Ed Smith, that was really great. And just to remind you that hypnotism is so funny it makes you swoon, here are some Frank Sinatra records. We call them platters, but don't try serving any Southern fried chicken on them. And thank you very much, Ed Smith.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be very happy to hear from any of you amateurs who want to sing, dance, play an instrument, croon Southern style, or even recite under hypnosis. Just write to Ralph Slater, care of the Mutual Broadcasting System in New York City.
And now, Tom Knight, how about that soldier who hates to get up in the morning? Is he ready?
Yes, Ralph Slater, here he comes, right out of Grandfather's Closet, Private Hendel. And folks, that laugh you just heard was over the costume the soldier is now wearing. He's got a flannel nightgown, all striped. It's in red and yellow and blue. And he has, well, it's a tasseled nightcap, hot water bottle, and a candlestick. Now let's see how Ralph's going to give him this week's post-hypnotic suggestion. Ralph?
What was your name again, sir? Answer me, please, in a hypnotic state.
Philip Hendel.
Hendel? A little while ago, you said you hate to get out of bed in the morning. Is that right?
That's right, sir.
Well, in just a moment, I'm going to wake you up. You'll be wide awake, and you'll lie down on that nice, beautiful beauty rest bed over there. You'll be wide awake. But whenever you hear the bugler, whenever you hear the bugler, your bed will suddenly become terribly hot. You'll jump up, crow like a rooster into the microphone, slap your arms and sing, "It's 6 o'clock. You will have to do that. I'll repeat that. After you wake up, after you wake up, whenever you hear the bugler play, you'll jump up from your bed because it'll become terribly hot. You'll crow like a rooster, slap your arms, and sing, "It's 6 o'clock. You'll have to do what I've told you to do. It'll be impossible for you to do otherwise. And now, in just a moment, when I snap my fingers, you'll be wide awake. Wake up!
Soldier goes down on the alleged bed. It's a board with strings and a blanket on it. Has the hot water bottle and the candle. Now he's down on the bed. Have you ever been hypnotized? Well, if you have, you know that when a person is in a state of hypnosis, they're completely relaxed. All nervous tension is gone. Fear does not exist. Inhibitions are released. The result? Well, they're looking over there now. The soldier getting on the bed. The result of hypnotism, with all these conscious restrictions gone, the subconscious mind comes into action. And through hypnosis, this subconscious mind may be reached. That is why the amazing Ralph Slater, the world's fastest hypnotist, is able to make our contestants here on the stage perform and do the almost impossible. And because everyone is relaxed and happy, we say hypnotism is fun.
And now, does everyone remember our post-hypnotic suggestion? Come on, Mr. Bugler Man, let's hear you.
Cock-a-doodle! 6 o'clock, blah, 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 blah.
And the soldier jumps up and follows him around, flapping his wings.
Cock-a-doodle!
The post-hypnotic suggestion, amazed look on his face, hopping around as if stung by a bee.
Doctor's working on him. When I snap my fingers, you'll be wide awake. Wide awake, your complete normal self. Your complete normal self. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! How do you do? What's the matter?
What's this on me?
What's that?
What's this on me?
Well, that's a special robe that we got for you. And incidentally, your name was
Philip Hendel.
Philip Hendel of the United States Army. Mr. Hendel, I wonder if do you know that just a few moments ago, you were flapping your arms and crowing like a rooster?
I was.
Do you know that only a few moments ago you said you didn't like to jump out of bed? And now I find you standing here like this? Mr. Hendel. Please. You cannot say your name. Stand up perfectly straight. You cannot say your name. Try. And now when I snap my fingers again, quickly. Quickly. When I snap my fingers, you will repeat the same thing that you did when you jumped out of the bed. You will say, please. All right?
Cock-a-doodle-doo. 6 o'clock.
And there he goes, just on the snap of a finger.
Wake up! How do you like that? Not only does this soldier jump right out of bed, he crows about it. Hendel, unfortunately, I cannot be around to give you a post-hypnotic suggestion all the time. But here is a very attractive alarm clock, just in case you get mad at the bugler, and thank you very much.
And now, on with the show, Ralph Slater. And what's next on our agenda for fun?
Tom, I'd like to show the folks what hypnotism can do to the senses. You know, our sense of sight, smell, sound, taste, and touch can be increased 14 times more than normal by hypnosis. But under hypnosis, you also get some very funny reactions to ordinary sights and smells. Now, let me demonstrate, please. There we are, Miss. Step forward, please. Tell me your name.
Lovis Wayne.
And where are you from, Miss Wayne?
From Manhattan.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a clerk.
Clerk. Is your father here with you tonight?
That's right, sir.
I believe you said that just a short while ago. And your father attested to the fact that you and I have never met, and you also.
That's right.
We have never met before you stepped up on this stage tonight. Is that correct,
ma'am? Yes, sir.
Thank you. You know, women pay a lot of attention to smells. the perfume, the powders, the soap. Tell me, miss, do you think your sense of smell is pretty keen?
I think so.
Well, I'm sure you couldn't be fooled. But let's see what happens to your very fine sense of smell now. I'm going to hypnotize you. Lift up your hands quickly.
And Ralph Slater is working quickly on this ring, putting her to sleep. Just a little while. He works very swiftly, with the speed of a pavonermic. Young lady, not completely taken care of.
You're fast asleep. Your hands are stuck together tightly. You cannot take your hands apart. Try. You cannot. Now when I snap my fingers, take your hands apart and fall into a deep sleep. Then you can take your hands apart. You see, you can do everything I tell you to do. Sound asleep.
Now, we just see a tray brought out. A tray on which onions cut in two, scallions, and... Oh, a string of garlic. I can smell it from here. A tray with onions, scallions, and garlic.
You're stuck to the floor. You cannot move. Try hard. You cannot move, Miss Green. Never mind. See. And now, in just a moment, Miss Green.
You see Miss Slater picking up an onion?
Miss Green, I want you to smell this fragrant rose. And stay asleep. Smell that rose. Smells so beautiful. Thank you. What are you smelling, Miss Green? Beautiful rose.
Beautiful. Rose.
Beautiful rose. Smells so nice, doesn't it?
Yes.
Of course it does. And now...
And now he picks up a bunch of scallions. Green and all.
I think we'll use this instead.
And now, a piece of garlic. String of garlic, yes.
And now, Miss Green, I want you to smell this very fragrant gardenia. Smell this gardenia. There, inhale it. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? How do you like it? What are you smelling, Miss Green?
The gardenia.
Oh, it smells beautiful. Wonderful smelling. And now, Dr. Michelle, if you please, quickly, will you smell this bottle? Step forward to the microphone, please. Smell this bottle and tell the ladies and gentlemen what it is, please.
Ammonia.
Ammonia. Thank you, Doctor. And now, Miss Green, in just a moment, I'm going to let you smell a very beautiful perfume. Chanel number 5. Here, smell this Chanel number 5. That's beautiful. Oh, it smells so good. Sniff deeply there. Sniff deeply. Nancy, Miss Ceci, what are you smelling now?
Chanel number 5.
Oh, that smells so nice. And now when I snap my fingers, you'll be wide awake. Wide awake, your complete self. Wide awake when I snap my fingers. All right, wake up. Wake up.
That left side of me held up was a bottle of ammonia.
Wide awake.
The Chanel number 5.
Miss Green, what is this, please? Will you smell this and tell me?
An onion.
An onion? A moment ago, you said it was a rose. And now, Miss Green. Miss Green? What is this thing, please? Oh, here we are. What is this? Smell this, please. What is that, Miss Green?
I don't know what to call it, but it smells terrible.
that's garlic, Miss Green. A moment ago, you said it was a gardenia. You know, and just one thing more. What is this, Miss Green? Quickly.
Ammonia?
Ammonia. Must be very confusing. I just don't understand what happened to your sense of smell. Must be hypnotism or something. Well, since you do seem to like the perfume, I want you to have this lovely bottle of Chanel No. 5 as a memento of our program. Thank you very much for your cooperation.
Ammonia, onion, and garlic were all the same. And now, Ralph Slater, the distinguished observer who sat on the stage tonight and is ready to give his eyewitness report, Dr. Leo Michel.
That's fine. Dr. Michel, will you tell the radio audience if these subjects were under complete hypnosis?
They apparently were under complete hypnosis.
Thank you very much, Dr. Michel. And don't forget, we invite doctors to come up on this stage and judge hypnotism for themselves. Any doctors who want to be with us should write me at once. And now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, good night, and I hope you had fun. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mutually Happy gives a $25 victory bond for any post-hypnotic suggestion used by Ralph Slater. Send yours to Ralph Slater, care of the Mutual Network, 1440 Broadway, New York City. Ralph Slater will be back again next Wednesday at the same time with more hypnotism and more fun. Be with us then, won't you? Tom Slater speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.